Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? I hope you're keeping well. It's episode 162. You're mad, joke, yeah?
You're mad thing. Take it easy. Sit down. Don't be getting excited. Now you're excited for the podcast, but put your clothes back on.
162 weeks.
It's a lot of weeks.
Which is?
3 years.
Yeah. 52 weeks in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Over 3 years.
3 year anniversary was last
couple of weeks ago.
Some point, yep.
July 22nd.
It's a podcast of longevity now, and it worked out all right, didn't it?
This is stirring stuff.
I'm
ready to go to war.
He got a fuel truck over.
Yeah.
I got a fucking PlayStation 5. He got a PlayStation 5.
You had somewhere to go once a week. That's what you got out of it.
I got out of the gaff once a week on a Thursday. We got loads of stuff though.
Live shows, Vicar Street.
Live shows, clothes. You got socks.
I did get socks.
And I got abuse off you as well.
I got abuse out of everyone.
Yeah. Anyway, 162, 163 next week. Fucking, we get up with it.
Let's go on with it.
Yeah, yeah. Can I get a yeah, yeah?
Do you know that video? That's my Roman Empire.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know it?
No, what's that?
There's a video of a girl on TikTok and she's outside like a 4-star pizza. And she's like,
oh, I did see it, yeah.
She like smacks him before it starts to get his attention, as if to say, look, we're recording. She's like, I'm here outside 4-star pizza with Mohammed and he wants to propose to his pizzas and it's lovely. Go check it out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, can I get a yeah, yeah? And your man's like, yeah.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, man. I would buy that t-shirt. I'd buy all of them.
I'd clear the stock.
Give me all of them. Yeah, yeah. I love it.
To love that on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, 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 you do. Yeah, yeah.
Can I get a yeah, yeah? Can I get a yeah, yeah?
Give us one before we start.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Liaison, I'm begging you.
We've already started.
Just do a yeah, yeah. The in time, your own way. In your own tone.
You can delete it if you want.
The time has passed.
We'll give you
stop recording. Off the record.
We want you to do it as authentic as possible. Full creative control.
We have bigger issues to discuss right now.
Like what?
Joe, come on. This is your moment.
I want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from you.
You did it.
I did it.
Oh, you did it.
You fucking did it.
You did it.
I launched a spice bag truck.
Yeah. Looks very nice.
Thank you very much. Is that a compliment? A rare compliment.
I thought you'd have brought one in.
Yeah, I did. I was hoping for a spice bag.
Well, you know, it's an exclusive dish.
You have to eat it there and then.
Everyone's like, where are you parking up? I'm not. It's going to be at events. You don't know where it's going to show up. It's going to be just like the...
That's a great marketing strategy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where are you based, man? I don't know. Just wherever it turns up.
Yeah, whenever I'm in the mood to just like take it out of the storage and bring it to an event or something like that, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The Darndale roundabout, just...
You never know. Just block it. But yeah, sold out as well. I'll have yous know.
Yeah.
Did you not get enough stock?
We got loads of stock.
Cleaning up a few bob in the back pocket there.
Ah, do you know
cash
what?
In hand, say nothing.
I'd say, you know, it's for the day in itself, we probably broke even. Like, sold out doesn't mean like it's all 100% profit. Like, we had to pay for the stock. On the Friday before the Sunday that we were down there, we found out that the car that we had was too weak to pull the food truck. It was literally, we took it for the test drive and it was doing wheelies because the food truck is so big. Like, the front wheels were coming up off the ground. We're like, okay, we can't take this on the M50. So we had to pay for a tow truck because it was such short notice. We had to pay for a tow truck
bring
to come
it over
and get a take.
There and back, like?
Yeah, there and back, which was 150 quid each way. So that's 300 quid. And then
you'll
the field.
Have to find a way to drinks. Limit costs.
We'll have to get a vehicle. We're on the market now for a vehicle that can pull a 2-ton truck.
You need a big lorry.
A big transit van or something.
Yeah. Some weight in it. You wouldn't lift it.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Having said that, though, the fella, the tow truck, who came with the tow truck, it's very hard to go
he
the
lifted
hitch.
It and just walked with it.
He did. Well, he didn't walk with it, but he lifted it and he like pulled it onto the back of his van onto
the
his
whole
hitch.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, how the fuck did you do that, Popeye? Jesus Christ! Like the Hulk pulling the thing across.
Fucking hell!
Very impressed.
So we basically pulled the prefab.
Yeah,
it's fucking heavy. That
Very heavy.
So talk us through the day.
Well, it was at a football charity match and I was playing the football match. So we actually...
Right back.
I was playing right back and left back. All the backs.
All the backs.
Hurdy back, bald back.
Two back and sides. That's a good one.
Short back and sides and all, yeah.
Yeah.
Fade. I was fading up and down the pitch. Yeah, I was playing the football match. So I actually didn't know if anyone was getting the spice bags. I was like, did we get loads of stock and drag this food truck here and nobody is eating the bleeding things? And it wasn't until after the match was over that I went over to the food truck and there was like a sold out sign. And I was like, what the fuck? And they were like, it's sold out. I'm like, I don't fucking believe it. I was shocked. Shocked.
Did they come in bags or is it come in a tray?
In bags.
But proper bags? Like.
Proper bags, yeah. With branding and all on it. Very nice.
What was the feedback?
The best spice bag. Honestly, really, really positive feedback. Mm. Really positive feedback. And I was nervous because we were trying to get the seasoning right. And I was fucking around with seven spice and five spice and like mixing different bits and pieces into it to get it right. But I always fucking tasted nutty or too salty or too sweet or there was always something off about it. So I was like, looking at the ingredients of the seven spice and where there's like nutmeg and fenugreek and fennel seeds and all that. I'm like, no one wants that shit.
Put everything else in a butter.
Yeah, so I got everything separately then and I mixed the seasoning myself. So I've that down and it's really fucking nice. It's so good. And the chicken is good. Like it's Irish
tender.
Chicken. Yeah. And it's not stringy or anything. It's just like, oh man, fresh, freshly slaughtered chicken.
Boom. Get in the bag. Huh?
No, honestly, man, my wife used to try it.
Do you get a curry sauce with it?
No, separate.
You little dope.
Gotta get the markups, man. Gotta get the markups. But I made that fresh as well. I made that fresh and I figured out how to make that really nice and that got some really positive feedback.
You got the curry sauce recipe off an actual curry shop, did you?
My childhood curry shop that's closed down now, but I messaged the old owners and I said to them, how did you do it? How did you make that curry sauce? And he gave me the family secret.
Jesus.
So it's like,
wouldn't get that family. Often.
No, oh man, and it's chef's kiss.
I actually want to try it.
I want you to try it.
I really want to try it. Do you want?
Yeah, I can't wait to try it.
Nasty 4K tried it and he said,
did he walk out with a spice bag? Was that your spice bag?
It wasn't my spice bag.
The little.
I know. And he was
there
like,
was a second spice bag vendor.
No. The chips were fucking freezing. He was going around eating last night spice bags, the door bag.
He wasn't eating spice bags, he was eating dope bags.
So while he's at an event with one of the few, if not the only, spice bag dedicated food trucks,
yeah,
he's still carrying around his own personal.
That's a prop one for them occasions. It's actually plastic stuff in it.
It felt plastic because it was bleeding, freezing. It was freezing. He was like, have a chip. You know when you shake hands at the lineup, he had a bag of chips or a bag of whatever, a spice bag. And I was like, I hope that's bleeding my spice bag. And he was like, oh, is that yours, is it? I was like, yeah, fuck's sake.
Did he try it?
He did try it, yeah.
What did he say?
He said that it was gorgeous. It was really nice. The chicken was lovely. The seasoning was nice. The only criticism that he had about it was that the chips were too soft. That was his only criticism.
More crispy. Crispier chips.
I don't think that's a criticism.
I mean, if it's in a bag, it goes soggy anyway.
Yeah, I like soggy chips with a spice bag.
Yeah.
I'd rather that. Yeah.
It's a messy old spice bag.
Are they rustic chips?
No.
Are they?
I fucked around with chips? Rustic chips. No, they're big.
Chunky chips.
Chunky enough, but not the chunkiest.
And would the portions be reasonable?
Very reasonable. Big portions.
You'll probably have to pull back on the portions.
Yeah, if you're only breaking even.
No, because it's a spice bag. It is what it is, like, you know what I mean? It's...
How much is the spice bag?
The spice bag is 12 euros.
That is fucking steep.
It's an event though. It's a premium spice bag though. It's premium spice bag, premium ingredients, and it's very good.
And what else is on the menu?
That's it.
Cans of Coke.
There's another spice bag that you can get as an option. And by law, legally, we have to have a waiver. So only four people got this, but there's a waiver that they have to sign to say that, like, you know, you can't say
if you die, like, sorry, but it's on, yeah, in the contract.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you sign a waiver jumping out of an airplane to do a parachute jump. It's the same waiver. And they have to sign this because it's the spiciest spice bag in the world. And only four people tried it yesterday. And four people bought it yesterday. And then I went around then with a spice bag, giving it to the influencers.
The hot one.
And they were in ape. Like, you have one chip out of that and
I'd say, like,
it's spicy.
The novelty where it is if you got like a group of lads or girls to go, they'll just buy one of them.
Yeah.
And they'll just like have a chip out of it and be like, oh, fucking, that's real spicy.
If you can eat that whole spice bag, there's something.
I wouldn't even touch that. I wouldn't even bother with that.
You will have to. You will have to.
No way, man.
You're always a water and thinking
about it. I'm on the jalapenos.
Would you try that? Would you try me extra hot?
Yep.
Would you have some of that?
Oh, man.
Where are we on Scoville scale with this thing?
The max.
Max Scoville?
Do you not know
your
Scoville?
There's a hotter one than that.
It's like a million or something like that.
I've done more than that.
You haven't?
Yes, I have.
What's the pepper?
It's a Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, no, I've done harder than that.
Done the Carolina Reaper?
Yep.
Scoville heat units for a Carolina Reaper is...
There is...
2.2 million. What's a jalapeno, for fuck's sake? Bloody hell. Fucking 4,000... Between 4 and 8,000 and jalapenos. When I'm going to get nachos and they're like jalapenos, they're like, oh, I don't know now.
They're
trying to kill me.
The hottest I've had is 1.2 million.
So this is 2.5. People put this in their mouth and they spit out straight away because it's way too spicy. It's insane. There's people drinking the curry sauce to cool their mouth down. That's how fucking spicy it was. The curry sauce was a remedy.
The sauce I had, it's from an Irish place called Mix Chili. Really good sauces. Their Voodoo Reaper is 1.2 million. They sent us in a few, talking bollocks. And we had them. Calvin actually gave up before the last one. So myself and Terrence had this one. It's 50% Carolina Reaper chili, the sauce. So how are you doubling that? You're still using Carolina Reaper?
100% Carolina Reaper.
100% Carolina Reaper.
So it's just a pepper. A bit of chicken inside a pepper.
No. It's dried Carolina Reaper and it's
dust
and it's powdered and that's the seasoning. And it is fucking hot.
Wow.
But you know what? Once your mouth cools down, you kind of want more of it. It's weird. It's
like
it's the tackies. Yeah.
But like they're more vinegary, aren't they?
They are a little bit kind of bitter. There's a bitterness to them.
Limey taste to them. Maybe put a bit of lime on it.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Think of like fucking doing like a really hot one, but not like hot that'd kill you hot, and put a lime on the side? Like tacky fucking spice bag.
Well, what I want to do...
Crush up the tackies, like.
That's what I want to do. I want to... There's a place on Parnell Street called 147.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and again, they do a speciality. And he had a chicken burger. And it was covered in Doritos chili heat wave.
Yeah.
Instead of breaded.
Yeah.
And my God.
I made that before.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it gorgeous?
Unreal.
Man, it's so nice. But I want to do that. I want to like blend up different crisps and stuff. I just want to see how, like, is that legal? I suppose it is.
Of course.
Yeah. So I want
to
do
crush that. Crush up Anton.
Use that.
You're allowed to crush up Anton. You
know? Anything.
Anything, yeah. Even cocaine.
Oh, no way.
Cocaine, spice bike, yeah.
But yeah, that's the crack anyway.
Have you eaten that one?
I have. I was testing all of it and I had the powder. I was trying to figure out how much you'd need for it to be bearably hot. And like I was sprinkling it on with my fingers and testing it in my house. And I forgot that I was using my fingers and then I went for a piss.
Oh, that is horrible. That would last for like a week.
Honestly, you didn't even know what was going on. I was like, what the fuck? It was like stinging. I was in a heap. And I was like, what's going on? I thought something was wrong with me, like, because I didn't connect that my fingers still had the powder.
Dust.
Yeah, and that would transfer to me Johnson. And it did. And I was teabagging the sink and everything, trying to cool it down.
You'd never cool it down.
No.
You just have to let it do its course. Let it do its thing. No.
Just have to ride it out.
What's the law that allows an ice cream van to sell without, like, hiring a little plot of land? So I'll tell you what my thought process here was. Would you not just go into town late at night on a Friday or Saturday and just park up somewhere? But obviously you can't.
Yeah.
You need a permit to do that. But how does an ice cream van work?
I think
they can just drive around selling food.
Well, they're mostly drug dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But in theory, they're still allowed to do it. So does that work for hot food?
No. For hot cooked food, it's a difference.
You can't just drive around, let everybody in town know, I'm going to be driving around general town pub area. Around Cameron Street, say, up and down from 1 o'clock to 3:30. Just stick your hand out and I'll pull over and give you a spice bag.
That would be the dream.
With the jingle.
That would be the dream, yeah.
So a little spice up your life. Spice up your life.
I would love that. But no, you can't do that, unfortunately. That's what the plan was originally, to kind of have an ice cream-esque imagine just living in an estate and then all you hear is that music, like, spice. And you'd be like, fuck, it's the spice bag truck. You'd be like, come on, we have to fucking get a spice bag.
Ma! Gonna get a spice bag. Throw us down a fiver.
It would have been good to do that, but then, like, as I quickly learned, you can't do that. Blading Dublin City Council. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, them and clampers. Yeah. What would you do if I got clamped?
I'd go, Dublin City Council. swear to God.
Oh, council, man.
Can't do one with you. Say, council, don't let me do one. I want to go up and down Harcourt Street selling spice bags. Will you let me?
Please, council. I mean, not please, I'm down anyway.
I don't care. I'm going out selling spice bags in Harcourt Street. Do what I want. And then you'd be arrested. Wouldn't that be nice, though? That would be nice. That would be nice.
Just give all the coppers a load of spice bags to let you go.
So what's your fee if one of us is having an event? Could we hire you to come out and park up in the car park and sell spice bags?
You're asking me what's the fee?
Just one.
There is no fee.
There's no fee?
No, it'd go. Like, if it was a paid event.
But is there a fee in general, though? Like,
usually
you have to pay.
But what if you're not going to sell?
Yeah. If you want to go to, like, Electric Picnic, it's like 20 grand. I pay you 20 grand.
Yeah, but you're going to sell a lot more spice bags there than at Darren's birthday party.
Yeah. You never know. Very popular.
You are.
True, true.
With the spice bag crowd.
Yeah, all six of us probably be there. Six people I know.
They just love the spice bags.
Yeah.
Soph will have one.
Soph will have a few. Soph will be one of them. Like, oh, he'll go, step away, everyone. And he's like, runs through. Fucking puts everything to the side and take one of the hot ones, the Carolina Reaper. Then he'd eat and he'd be like, oh, boys, oh no, man, I feel horrible, man. He's talking about for like a week then, ringing me and all, sending me voice notes.
What'd he be saying?
Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on. Like, I had that bleeding hot spice bag last week off Joe, and like, I just haven't been the same since, man. I keep saying things and I'm having nightmares.
I keep seeing things.
Keep seeing giant chips out my window, shouting at me. One of the best ones is when he fucking sent me a voice note. He's like, "Here, man, I opened the fridge, right? I was just looking for something to eat, and like there was a bit of black pudding at the back, but I didn't cover it in tinfoil. Like, it's there like a week. Would you say that'd be all right to eat?" I was just like, "Probably."
Try it, man.
A fucking minute long voice note about black pudding in the back of the fridge.
Black pudding is a superfood.
What's it?
Joe was saying
human blood.
In last week's episode, Joe, you were saying you want to leave this country and move somewhere else.
Yeah.
See, you don't get to take black pudding with you.
You only get that in Ireland.
Yep.
You'd be on border patrol.
There's similar versions now, in fairness. Portugal has a similar version. Scotland has a version.
Haggis.
Blood pudding is in other countries, but...
Would you be stopped on border patrol with that?
If you went, I'd say so,
yeah.
What they wouldn't the bloody hell is this, at. Mate?
Yeah.
What the bloody hell is that?
That's a weird looking sausage.
It's got a whole ring around it.
Is there any way to integrate black pudding into the spice bag experience?
A black pudding? Yeah.
Oh, I think there's a lot of options. Like even for the veggies. Fish, a fish one, yeah.
A fresh cod spice bag.
Or scampies.
Yeah.
You'd be into
that? That'd be fucking brilliant.
Or my brother said...
Spice bag mussels.
Oh, stop.
Nah. Nah. Yeah.
Any mussels. Bleeding lovely. No, tempura prawns.
Ooh. They should be a side. Just tempura prawns in a little bag. A tray of them.
They're just lovely anyway.
18 quid.
You should get him in for menu consultation.
Definitely.
I'm good at all that, man.
Yeah.
I'm not in the food industry, but I'm now food.
I think you are in the food industry. You're keeping the food industry afloat.
I am. Keeping Duns afloat.
It feels like that Duns is just your personal Duns.
I'm the only one in it.
Yeah. You're like Michael Jackson, you get the whole place shut down. And who was it? Was it Michael Jackson who hired actors? Like when he went shopping, the place would have to be shut down for him. So then he hired actors to fill it and look like they were shopping.
Because he just felt weird shopping on his own.
He just wanted to have like a real experience of what it would be like shopping.
That's fucking strange.
And he paid people to like ignore him, basically. Isn't that mad? Imagine having that much money.
I might do that.
That's so fucking weird. I think that's so weird.
Hire people just so we had a full experience. What are you looking at?
Jesus Christ.
the fuck you looking at? The producer of the podcast.
No, but he looked at me there as if he was going to say something, like do something.
You've done that a few times in the last few weeks. You're getting very paranoid, huh?
Very touchy.
You're very on edge.
I actually am.
Is someone coming for you?
A lot of worry on me, play.
You're getting a lot of strange messages.
I don't check DMs, bro.
There was someone at the spice bag truck, sorry. There was somebody at the spice bag truck.
Where's Darren? Oh, he's at the fucking back or something. I don't know. Fucking throwing the chicken up in the air or something.
That's right. How come Darren's not here? I don't fucking know. Where's Darren? I don't know.
He's not on a fucking lid. Like, do you want a fucking spice bag or not? Like,
and then he was like, "Oh, and what's your name again?" I was like, "Joe, I'm Joe. It's Darren and Joe. I'm Joe. I'm not Darren, so I'm Joe." And then he went, he was saying, "Oh, well, this lovely spice pack. Thanks very much." And then as he was leaving, he goes, "I'll see you later, Darren."
Like, I'm just spent, like, acting the bollocks.
No. He went, "Darren, oh, sorry, Joe." Like, he just fucking. Oh, it didn't matter how many times I told him who I was. He was just like determined to call me Darren.
Yeah. No bother that.
And then somebody else went by in a van and he was like, "I know you." I was like, not sound. Yeah, cool, man. And he goes, You're in the room where all the crisps and all." And I was like,
in the room with all the crisps and all.
Yeah. And I'm like, it might be Darren that you're thinking of, but he's also not doing that. So it's like, how far do you correct him down the rabbit hole? There's like so many layers that he got
that's
wrong.
That's a statement, isn't it?
You're your man that's in the room with all the crisps and all.
I've been in rooms with crisps, like. Unless he's looking through my window and he sees a bit of variety packs on my belly.
Oh, it's mad how much of an impact that ad had.
I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You done the screamed on in the room at the crisps you did.
What do you get the most?
The hunky dory fella.
Is it, yeah?
Sue. Yeah. It's usually both together. Hunky dory soup. Like, yeah. How are you keeping?
Oh, stop. But I was playing ball at the charity event. My legs are in a Bojangles.
Yeah.
I thought I was able for it, but it's harder than it looks.
Yeah.
I have a lot more respect now for football than I did.
They'd be all used to it.
Who?
The footballers, the professionals.
Oh, the professionals.
They walk in the park. It'd be like us walking around.
Would it be?
No.
Do they be bollocksed?
Yeah. See them fucking getting cramps and everything after 90 minutes because extra time they're all fucking legs up in the air.
And you'd be shouting at the blades, like, "Will you come on, you lazy bastard? You
fucking 200 grand a week and you have your leg up in the air."
It doesn't matter how rich you are.
Yeah.
You're just made of muscle and bone and it's still going to fucking hurt if you're running around for 3 hours.
Do you make any good tackles?
Solid tackles, but I really injured myself. And I wasn't playing with shin pads. But anyway, I injured my hand. It's all swollen now. There was a fella, I don't know what his name was, but he was running down towards me.
Nasty 2K.
He was in the centre. I was right mid, so he was passing it out to your man on the wing, and then I was all over your man on the wing. Didn't stand a chance. Some battle out there on the right wing. And I took the ball off him, and he swung around to run back. And as he swung around, he turned his elbow and elbowed me hand, my poor little fucking hand. I'm like, "It's only for charity, mate. Will you go easy?
You fucking elbowing me for?
Don't be going mad, because I'm about to take the ball off you."
Nutsy, I will.
But it's hard. It's really fucking hard.
I wouldn't be able to even pass a ball.
Would you not?
I could pass a ball, but I'd panic in the moment, like.
You were doing a charity match this weekend.
I'm not doing that.
Ah.
No, I told them I wasn't doing it. Because I'm going to a wedding on Friday. Or Saturday.
You've turned down the chance to play a game of football with Yapstam.
I'm going to one of my friend's weddings, and one of the weddings, he's getting married a few times, yeah. I'm going to his wedding against that morning, next morning. Won't be game ball for that. Literally, game ball. Next time.
Next time.
Can he take your spot in the team?
Of course he can.
They wouldn't want me.
Get out there.
Do you want the fella that shouts at the crisps? Do you don't want the Chadwicks fella?
They might think you're him, though.
She's staring down.
He could just rock up and just say, "All right," and they'd be like, "Who are you?" I'm like, "I'm Darren." And they'd be like, "All right, go ahead."
The other ones.
They'd be saying it, like, they'd be questioning it a bit. They'd be like, "Sure, fucking."
He looks different in real life.
I thought you'd be broader now. I'd embarrass myself.
You wouldn't.
I would have embarrassed myself big time.
You wouldn't. It's just a DOS. Was it for charity?
Yeah. I think. Was your one?
Yes.
You think.
I think.
I know. Of course it is. Is it? Of course. I'm not sure. It's a charity football match anyway, so surely it's charity.
Oh, well then yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Has to be.
If it's called a charity football match.
It's in the name, for fuck's sake.
It reminded me why I never liked the idea of playing football as a young person. It's so laddish. So many loud boys. And I just turned into a wallflower in that sort of environment.
I'm usually a social butterfly.
That's true.
But on this occasion, like, I don't know, it's just so loud and and
lots of masculinity.
A lot of energy, a lot of masculine energy in that, in the dressing room, and singing and dancing and rapping and
controversial songs.
Yeah.
Song choices, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely cancellation station.
I'd be there rapping with the phone out like that.
Rapping 50 Cent and all, yeah, yeah.
You've got all these entertainers.
Influencers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone trying to outdo each other.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Everyone peacocking.
Were you giving it the big one?
No, it wasn't. That's what I was saying. Like, you couldn't.
Had
if you tried
show,
to.
I was on RT Player, most successful stream series of all time.
I don't know if it's an age thing. Honestly, like, if I feel like if I was 24, 23, 24, I'd try being there showing off. But I feel like at the age that I'm at now, you'd be like, who's your fucking man? Like, the only way of getting involved would be by being louder than them and getting in the middle and throwing yourself into it. But it'd be like, who's this outfella? Fuck off you, will you?
They're all only very young, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I felt old.
And then like, with the people sending in questions saying you look 40 and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say that was in your head a bit, was it?
I mean, probably.
I look 40 here, like.
Yeah, it's a weird sort of environment to be in. It reminded me, oh yeah, that's why I don't like football. It's just a load of lads.
That's why I don't like playing it.
I like playing it. I like being on the field and playing it. But then when I don't get past the ball, I feel like, oh, I'm shite and no one likes me. You know what I mean?
Are you any use at football?
I didn't get the ball at my feet to really
do a few tricks. I probably would have played all right because they're all like 50 plus.
You know, nobody expects you to be able to play football.
They do.
No, they don't.
No one's like, let's get Darren Conway. He's
imagine
class.
I was fucking class. Imagine I was class.
You never know.
I've seen people have been going, Jesus. Stams after marking Darren out of the game. Darren should have just stayed at home.
Jesus Christ.
Humiliating.
I'm not playing for Man United. I refuse to play for Man United. I did 5K with Chris.
How was it?
Took off the internet.
Broke the internet?
Broke the internet completely.
Nice.
Broke it completely. Went well. I did surprisingly better than I thought I would.
Well done.
Considering the amount of toxic nicotine that goes into my body every day. Sure, you swear I only smoked 5 a day.
Did you do it? Did you finish the 5K?
Yeah.
Nice.
I stopped a few times now. He told me that you done very well with it. That you ran the whole 5K without stopping.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tough.
Easy.
No. Ah, it's not.
And come here, tell me, did you talk about your feelings?
Not really, no.
No?
He was like, you've made me laugh, blah, 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 but I wanted to ask you about, a stumbling block or something like that in your career and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want it. So he just didn't put it in. It's something weird about, like, running and not being used to running and talking at the same time.
It's hard.
Like, your tone of voice is completely different. Like, it's just like you're gasping for fucking air and you're trying to tell him like what he wants to hear, like, or what the audience wants to hear. They're just like, mate, it's one or the other.
You can't do both. It's like tapping your head and rubbing your belly.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do 5K with you, no problem. But once we start talking, I'll do 1.1K.
The 5 metres with Darren was good. I think that
yeah,
was a bit of crap.
I was telling you about that before, I didn't remember.
Yeah, yeah, that was good.
I thought it was hilarious when he's like, you know, I haven't had it easy, mate. And I was like, yeah, sorry to hear about that.
Fucking love it. So good.
Just imagine you as the host of, you know, a very serious, deep podcast. That's a bit rough, isn't it?
Imagine me in a counselling session. Like, tell us what's wrong with you. Oh, you know, just keep thinking about the size of space and all that. And I'm having an existential crisis and I think going out of my head completely. Sorry to hear about that. That's all we have time for. €150, please.
I just love, like, to switch places and you do a talking bollocks episode, like, instead of the lads. And, like, someone comes in, they're opening up, they're talking about their emotions. And, oh, yeah, I was feeling suicidal there for a while. And you're just like,
I'd probably be.
You're looking over to their own, like, oh, will we go there?
You know, I haven't had it easy, mate. You know, I was brought up like in the flats, and like, as you know, yeah, look, come here, look, we all have our problems.
Did you see the match though?
Yeah, I was watching the pre-season game against Arsenal. Your man Lenny Yoro went off injured after 2 minutes, 80 million down the drain, huh?
and your guest is crying on the sofa.
Oh, do you want a glass of water or anything? You all right? Yeah, no, it was good. Like,
and you done it though? You done the 5K?
Yeah.
Swear to God.
I swear to God I did do it. Ask him. I'll ring him now if you want.
Show me your tongue. Spots all over.
That's I had a
the clap.
Is the clap gonorrhea?
Well, it's gonorrhea you have, is it? Like,
no, what's the clap again?
The clap is a disease. I don't even know if it's a thing anymore. Is the clap a thing? Are people still getting the clap?
Yeah, it's gonorrhea.
Is gonorrhea. It gonorrhea?
I think they're getting it now more than they have in recent years, yeah. It's on the up.
How do you get the clap?
Ryan.
The sex,
is it true?
Yeah.
Doing the business.
Yeah, the business, yeah.
Hanky panky.
Having a party.
So you did do the 5K?
I did do it, and I could safely say I'll probably never run again in my life unless it's for a piece of content.
Shite. You didn't finish. There was no endorphin rush at the end. No. Wonderful
just
feeling of content.
Head home and not run. I just didn't want to run anymore.
That's weird.
I was happy that running was finished.
I still think it's too easy to stop when you're running.
Your brain just tells you to stop running.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to just say, no, I won't stop. I'm going to keep going.
But then the other part is like, why?
My legs were in bits the next day. Like, really bad. Going around the gaff fucking, yeah, sore. I can see why people do all them ice baths and all now.
Yeah.
And sea swimming. It actually makes sense to me. It makes sense to me now.
So just don't run and then you don't have to be one of them people.
Yeah, just don't run, then you don't have to have an ice bath.
Just fucking just sit
fucking
down.
Don't run and have a warm bath. Huh?
Yeah.
A bit of fucking Radox in it.
Bit of salt, bath salt.
Duck or something.
Duck?
Little duck. Aromatic duck in the bath. Bit of hoisin dip sauce. Huh?
Huh?
Where's Darren? He's up eating aromatic duck in the bath.
Joe was eating mussels in bed and Darren's in the bath with a duck.
Half a duck. But yeah, that's that anyway, yeah.
Mm. I'm happy you did it and opened up and talked about your feelings.
Yeah.
One of the questions at the end is like, what advice would you give to someone, like a young person? And I feel like I said the exact same thing you did.
Oh, really?
Was like, if you want to do something, don't listen to anyone and just do it. No matter what it is you want to do. I think you said something like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's good advice though.
Yeah. It's a very go-to one though. That's a fucking tough question. What piece of advice would you give to a young person that's watching this?
Don't fucking know.
Don't run if you want to fucking be comfortable with your I'm at that going off on one there.
You were getting deep, man.
Yeah.
I was about to go there. Deep. Like, no!
It's like you were paddling in the 3-foot end of the pool and you dipped to the 4-foot end. You were, no! Back to the pole.
How many did you sell, would you say?
About 150.
Just get me calculator. 12 euro.
I have one for you.
Hello.
I was talking to a billionaire.
Right.
An Irish billionaire.
There's not many.
Last night.
Would I know them?
No.
Not a public figure.
Like you could Google him.
In his circle.
Yeah. Just a very big circle. And he owns acres of land with a castle on it. And he gave that to his son. But his son doesn't want to live in a castle on acres of land. Like, he wants to live in town, so he has a penthouse apartment in the middle of town. But I'm just curious, if you are given a land with a castle, if you were given Malahide Castle, would you live there?
Yeah.
Would you?
Could I sell it?
No, you have to live there. Like, it's not yours, but you can have the land to live on.
I'm going to be closed off to the public.
Yeah. The whole land property would be yours.
Yeah, I'll take it, yeah.
Would you? Would you live there, though?
Yeah.
Would you, Owen?
Very drafty, I'd say.
You get it done. Very early.
Well, no, you didn't ask that before you agreed.
Can you do it up, though?
No.
You've already agreed. You can't now. You've agreed now.
Oh, no, I take it back.
And what about hauntings?
It's definitely haunted.
There you go.
Is it haunted?
Yeah, man.
It's right up my street.
If he's offering you a castle, I'd always
presume. He's making sure it's haunted.
Always presume it's haunted.
A spooky castle.
So
I think all castles are probably haunted.
But even if it's not haunted, if it's drafty, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Really,
you're going to think it's haunted because it's going to be
like that whistle.
Wind. Yeah,
the little whistle going on.
Amy's going to be sending you down the hallways.
You'd be doing some cleaning on it, wouldn't you?
If you had to get up and go for a piss, it would take you ages. You'd be like, oh.
I'd just piss on the walls.
Cold floors, yeah, stone.
Piss on the wall and the floor or
something. Do you hoover a castle? Stone floors. I don't know. Or do you mop?
Sweep. Sweep and mop.
Sweep and mop.
You'd love that.
I do love a bit of cleaning.
Frank could have his own wing.
I'd be shite everywhere. He'd think he's outside, like.
He could go outside, like the grounds and everything is yours.
Inside feels like it's outside.
What would you put in the dungeon?
A sex swing.
We talked about...
Sex. Just one. Just one. Yeah. Nothing else. No, it's not like a kinky dungeon. It's just one just single
one,
sex swing.
One swing, yeah.
And just tell people it's a spare room.
I'll just bring down, say, a sex swing there.
And you're not leaving?
That's it.
Get in it.
No, not even. Just like, there it is. I just got it because it's a dungeon and it just reminds me of sex swings. So I got it. I put it in. What would you put in the dungeon?
A dragon.
Be realistic now.
This whole concept is so unrealistic.
We talked about owning a castle before, didn't we?
Not Malahoy Castle, though.
No, sorry. A bonus episode question, though. Someone asked us if we...
I love castle shots.
It's the land, though. Like, if you were coming home from town and you had to go back to Malahoy, imagine saying, just drop me back to Malahoy Castle. Drops you at the gate. You'd have to walk through the woods, like the spooky woods and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be creepy, wouldn't it? Yeah. Like Sleepy Hollow or something.
Horrible.
Headless horseman going around.
I'd be just afraid that there'd be people trying to get me all the time. All the time.
Jealous people that want to live in a castle as well.
You'd need crocodiles. I'd get crocodiles. They have a moat, or it has a moat, like, because it's an old castle. Definitely filling that with water and putting crocodiles in it.
Around it, like?
Yeah.
It's some tigers as well.
St. Anne's used to be owned by the Guinness family. That's where the Guinness family used to live, in St. Anne's Park. That was their land.
The whole
lot? All of it. They lived there, and that's what their garden is, and their driveway, and their stables, everything. That was all for the Guinness family. Right on the coast, like, oh, prime real estate. And then they just gave it to the government.
And there's a Guinness family series coming out on Netflix.
That might be part of it.
I didn't know St. Anne's, they owned it, St. Anne's Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There used to be a big house there burnt down.
Really?
Yeah.
How did it burn down?
Fire.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Probably candles.
Yeah.
Or gas lamps.
It was pretty big, yeah. Destroyed by fire in 1943.
Oh, fire, was it?
It was fire, yeah.
A gas fire? In 1943? Was that gas in 1943? What's that, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Taoiseach was going to live there before it was destroyed by fire.
Oh.
I like St. Anne's Park.
Yeah, it's great. It's gorgeous.
Park, yeah.
Could get lost in it now.
It's so big.
Yeah.
But would you live there?
Would I live in St. Anne's Park?
In the burnt down house?
Oh, no.
If they rebuilt it into the castle it was?
Yeah.
Would you?
Are you buzzing up the Darren's Gaff in St. Anne's Park for a few games of FIFA?
I wasn't as... philanthropic as you made out there, Joe, and I thought your story was the real version too. No, they sold it. The fella who it passed on through the generations and ended up with Bishop Plunkett in the 20s, and then he couldn't afford the upkeep, so he sold it to Dublin Corporation in 1939 for £55,000.
Cheapest chips.
This is well known, but you know Guinness, the land that's on, is leased for like 9,999 years. I just think it's weird leasing something for that long and knowing that you're going to be dead long before the lease is up. It's the same as when you buy an apartment. You're basically leasing the space in the air. Like, you're buying air. Obviously, you're buying an apartment, but like, what you're actually buying is a space in air. It's fucking, it's a weird concept. And you only lease it as well.
I do think of like people in pubs. It's like, it's just walls and we're all just in this room. Drinking poison. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just drink. Why are we in this room, like, surrounded by walls, drinking poison and dancing like weirdos? Like, when you think of it.
It is a bit weird.
It's a bit mad. But you could dissect it in anything in that way.
But that in particular is it's a good example. Like, imagine aliens came down and said, why are they, are they being forced to do this? Are they hypnotized? Like,
why are they just continuously drinking the same thing for hours and dancing?
What are they doing?
Like, and why is there people on the door not letting other people in?
Yeah, and yeah.
The whole idea of it. Why is there a designated place where people are out there smoking things that kill them? Why are they doing it to themselves?
It's so weird when you put it like that. Even the, why do these people want to get in so badly? And why are they stopping them from going in to poison themselves?
Yeah, there's so many layers. Why are they shouting that their girlfriend's inside and that they want to go in because their board is in there? Ah, please, please, please. Like, why?
Why doesn't my girlfriend just come out?
They're really putting themselves through torture.
Why are they doing this to themselves? Why are they going into that office all day?
Yeah.
And then, like, coming home and sleeping and doing that all the time?
I know. Why is that?
For money.
Three people in a room talking into a 40 thing.
It is weird when you think about it.
And why does your man just keep getting up every half an hour to go for a thing, a stick that's going to kill him?
A stick.
A stick. Why is he doing that to the stick?
These aliens haven't a clue, but they're also very curious. Like, what's going on over there? Why?
Like, why do people go and get their hair done?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? Like,
why do they keep cutting the stuff off their face?
Like, Amy said to me yesterday, I'm getting me nails and toes done tomorrow after work. I was just sitting there. I'm like, that's weird, isn't it?
Why is she painting her feet claws? That's probably what they'd call them. Feet claws.
Why are they painting her toes? Like, what the fuck?
When you put it like that, it's very peculiar.
Yeah.
Why are they drinking milk from that big, horrible animal?
I know.
That's disgusting. What is going on there?
It's fucking mental. And that does keep me up at night.
Yeah, so bizarre. Why did he have them animals in the house with them, but not all the other animals?
I was actually thinking of that recently. I'm like, why is it a dog? Why is a dog and a cat the most common pet? Like, why is that in the gaff? What is it doing here?
Well,
get it out now.
Poor Frank.
He's looking at
the
like
victim
that.
Of an existential crisis. Get it out.
Why can't he feed him? Why do you have to depend on me to feed him?
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
I could see it in your
head. No, I was going to say something very bold.
I'm not sure where I saw this, but I saw a mention recently of obsolete jobs. Jobs that no longer exist.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So some more recent ones.
Extravision.
Yeah, that was going to be the first one.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Well, not Extravision, but in general, just the...
Extravision or Extravision. Just working a video shop.
Video shop.
Employee. Just working the counter.
Well, you can still work the counter of other establishments.
Yes, you can, but not...
Not with the same concept.
Not Extravision.
Not where people come to rent films.
No. You could apply that to cinemas. Cinema tickets, they're all automated now as well. So like cashiers at cinemas who give you the tickets say, what film do you want to go to see?
Mm.
The Avengers 2:30.
Yeah.
If the Avengers is still a thing.
No stubs.
No stubs.
No cinema stub things. You know, remember?
Yeah.
Cardboard.
Yep.
Paperboy. Paper route. That used to be...
was a thing.
Yeah. A while back, but it was.
I think it still should be a thing.
I mean...
You want a huddle up press?
Sorry?
Like there was a man that used to come up and down the flats just shouting, Joanna huddle up press? People will...
Joanna Lopez?
I don't even know what he was saying.
Joanna Lopez?
Joanna Lopez? I don't, no one ever knew
do you want
he was
the hello,
saying.
Please?
I don't know.
Do you want a herald?
Do you want a herald or press? Or something? I don't fucking know.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Would it make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, the words are related to what he's selling.
Do you want a herald or a press up?
I'll just get a press up, please.
Just does one.
There you go.
Phone psychics. Remember them?
With your text? That, your
that still exists.
Horoscope thing, is it?
You just ring up and someone would like, yeah.
How are you, Mystic Mike?
Yeah.
Am I going to die?
I always thought that was pre-recorded and it was always on like after hours, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning sort of stuff.
And you're thinking of a different phone line.
Oh yeah, that was the dirty one. No, it wasn't. It was like mystic stuff with the crystal ball and all. And then you'd be watching it and no one would be calling. And you'd be like, what the
fuck? And there'd be like, scrolls on the side of the screen, text the number and people's messages and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not a thing anymore, is it?
I found some that go back a good bit. Let's run them past you. See if any interest you. Bowling alley. Pin setter.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that was hand done, wasn't it?
Would that be gone a long time, though?
Yeah, I mean, not in the grand scheme of things. Less than 100 years ago. So there was no machine to do it. So you'd have a young fella with 10 fresh pins in the back.
Jesus.
In the 1800s, night soil men. Any guesses?
Night oil men.
Soil. S-O-I-L. Night soil men.
Night soil men.
What didn't exist in the middle of the 1800s?
Bidetis. Bidet famine. Something to do with the bidet famine.
No, potatoes did.
In the Black 47.
Sewage. Sewerage systems.
So.
So at night someone would have to go around and empty people's toilets.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Bastards.
So that's a night soil man.
That was someone's job.
Much more recent. It was around for a couple of hundred years, but up until I think it was like the 70s, human computers. So basically people who are brilliant at maths will do what we would have just a computer do now. But for everything from NASA missions all the way back to, like I think the first one was, there was a French mathematician and he was trying to calculate when Halley's Comet would be visible. So he got himself some human computers. So their job was just to do
just really smart people.
Ridiculously complicated maths, yeah. A knocker-upper. This was around until the 70s.
A knocker-upper.
A knocker-upper. In the UK and Ireland, it seems, this was an occupation you could have.
Someone going around riding boards to get them preggers.
I knew you'd say that. No.
Oh.
No.
Someone that did knickknacks.
Basically.
Huh? Really?
Well.
Wake you up.
Yep.
An alarm.
Yeah.
No way.
But you know, if you didn't have an alarm clock, you'd pay the knocker-upper.
Who woke them up?
I don't know.
This gets complicated now.
That doesn't really.
This gets... what if they slept in?
Maybe they don't go to bed. They
was that in the 70s?
Up until the 70s, yeah. It started around the time of the Industrial Revolution, and they'd use a long stick to go around and tap on the windows to wake people up.
And he'd have paid them for their service?
Maybe the town paid them. Like, he hardly had a list, did he? Say,
wouldn't know.
Darren down there at number 6, I got a call. Him at
11 minutes past 8.
It's mad that, like, a whole town would work in the same factory. There's something like weird Gatto's. About that, like
Gatto's and Finglas, like everyone worked there.
Yeah, and they'd all get up at the exact same time. They'd all leave the house and they'd all walk to whatever factory it was in the town and the village. And they'd
be in the same pub at night.
There were some towns built just to house workers.
Just for that, yeah.
Bourneville is a town in England, and it was just built by Cadbury's for people to work in their factory.
Wow.
Sure, most of big swathe of Dublin was built by Guinness, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Around the brewery.
Around Thomas Street and stuff like that.
Yeah. They'd have loads of that. And yeah, in the US, his entire towns are built just for mining and stuff. And they're all...
And Glasgow and everything, like all of the... There's just factory towns that were designed during the Industrial Revolution and like coal mines and stuff. Yeah. The coal mines in Wales, just towns and villages where everybody worked in the same mine and everyone would just go there. All the men... And then all the women would just be at home doing the exact same thing.
Mm.
It's mad.
The town of Hershey in Pennsylvania was built by Hershey's. And Milton Hershey, the man behind Hershey's, the chocolate, he had built this whole town. And it was kind of, he wanted it to be this lovely, idealistic kind of utopia for everyone who worked from.
Like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, and it kind of seemed it was going pretty well. But then things like, you know, some employees would start causing trouble late at night after a few drinks and that kind of thing. And then the company was in charge of arranging for the police basically to become a thing and laying down law and order. And that obviously caused friction between employees and the company and kind of fell apart a bit. But that town still exists. Next one, Joe, I think maybe you too, Darren, but I think, Joe, this might have suited you. In 1860s, this started in Cuban cigar factories, Elector. So these are factories that used to have people who would read stories out loud to keep their workers entertained on the shift.
Live podcast.
Basically, yeah.
Jesus.
You just sit there and read stories for 8 hours.
Nice.
Everyone has one. Tours. Who doesn't have one, huh? Even back then, everyone had a podcast.
This one, I don't think you'd go for this one. A bematist. It means step measurer. And these existed in ancient Greece and ancient Egypt, which I think their job was.
You just said what it is, though.
I didn't say what it is.
Step measurer.
Someone who measures steps.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of steps?
Pyramids.
No.
Concrete steps?
Not steps. Like your footsteps. So their job would be to go along with the Bematists went along with Alexander the Great as he conquered Asia. And they had to count their footsteps. So someone making a map could say, oh, well, that was 100 miles.
Jesus Christ. That's mad.
You wouldn't want to get distracted, would you?
No. And I would. I'd be like, oh, fuck, what was that? Oh, that was about 1,000 steps, Alexander. Yeah, it was about 1,000. It's 100 miles.
When you're in the gym and you have to do like 15 reps, but you really do 12.
Supposedly it was very accurate. Surprisingly accurate. The lads were pretty on the money most of the time.
They'd want to be, though, because if they fucked up, they'd probably be decapitated or something.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be that extreme, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you fuck up, you're getting your head chopped off, mate.
All right, okay, I'll fucking do it. I'll count your steps, man. You better.
In ancient Roman times, an augur was a diviner who would basically try and read the will of the gods by studying how the birds were flying. So this is a job you could get. Career.
Jeez, fucking...
And a fine career at that.
Some jobs gone back then, wasn't there?
Mm.
Job for everything.
Ale Connors in the 1300s, they would go around making sure pubs were selling beer that was fit for consumption. So they'd pour a bit in the seat and they'd sit on top of it and then they'd wait half an hour. And when they stood up, the seat stuck to them. That meant like the sugar content was way too high and this was not legally.
That's another way of getting the facts around.
Drinkaware.ie,
is it?
Sit on your beer.
Sit in the gargle.
Sit in the pint.
See if you have a sticky arse afterwards.
fuck's sake.
A herb strewer. This one seems like it wasn't the most dangerous of jobs. This was usually a woman's job. They would go around the homes of the extremely wealthy. I think it started off in the 1600s, ran for a couple of hundred years. And, you know, back then, everything stank. So they just, their job was to go around and cover up the smell with herbs. Just go room to room in the palace.
Smell of herbs. I don't like the smell of herbs. I'd rather the smell of poo.
The bear leader. Bear leader is someone whose entire job was just to basically chaperone the children of the extremely wealthy, the nobles.
Like nannies.
Basically, as they went on their grand tour. So when they got to, I think it's about 18, they will be sent on a trip across, kind of go interrailing. They go across Europe or wherever. And
when was this?
1800s, okay. I think. Around then, probably a bit earlier too. And you could just have the job of just bringing these rich kids on their little trip around everywhere.
Nice. That's a handy job.
Last one, dog whipper, which probably is exactly what it sounds like.
Whipping dogs?
But it was a job.
Teaching them how to do
this
things?
This is a career you could get. It was someone who worked for the church in England and across continental Europe between 16th and 19th centuries, because people would bring their dogs to services at the church, and there was one person whose job it was, if the dogs kicked off and started attacking each other or just barking or whatever,
to be someone there to go, hey, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Dog bouncer, basically, yeah.
Yeah, stop that, oi, hey, get up, oi, oi, oi. Some job, much as getting an hour for that.
Priest is talking. I don't know, I don't have the hourly wage rates for any of these, but any take your fancy?
I like the step counter, following Alexander the Great.
I thought you'd like the Cuban factory storyteller.
Yeah, but if you weren't in the mood for that, some nice about just counting steps. And he probably had camels and horses and stuff like that, so they weren't really counting.
No, I think you'd have to walk. It doesn't really work. If
I like the one when you get woken up by a tap on your window.
No, you have barely. You have to do the tapping.
I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get up.
Get up the fuck.
Get up, you dope, you. What if you were the first house? It'd be grand if you were the last house. You get a little bit of a lie-in, but the first fucker's always up here. I played in that cunt again. Waking me up all hours of the bleeding morning.
If you were next door hearing a tap off a window, you'd probably wake up to the tap off the other window.
Yeah.
Ah, no tap for me, thanks. Not today.
Day off.
Having a bit of a lie on.
Day off. I'm sick. I've, what you call it? The clap. I'll probably die from it because it's the 1800s. So take it easy on me. Actually, that was only the 70s, the 60s or 70s. You said Industrial Revolution.
There were some places you could still do it, yeah.
I'm going to ask my mom, did she ever get a tap on the window in the morning?
Yeah.
She'd probably be like, what? No.
Sounds like a British thing.
Yeah. Tap on the window this morning, sir.
Tap on the window, yes. Delightful. Delightful tap on the window. Get me going. There's some jobs.
What jobs have we got now, huh? Fucking, yeah.
Podcasting.
Podcasting and bleeding.
I think podcasting will be obsolete in 10 years. I think you'll be able to go onto like a podcast AI and say, give me 45 minute podcast, two people talking about black holes, and it'll be able to just churn out some sort of...
It's not real though.
You wouldn't know the difference though. And you can get really specific.
Everything will be gone, won't it? You can go to the AI and say, give me a TV show. And you AI obviously know me better than I know myself.
Yep.
I think that's how it
Give me the TV show I will love the most. Yeah. Or give me a new season of like...
Gossip Girl.
Dexter. I always wanted to see a new season of Dexter. Hmm. Or Sopranos. Yeah. Like I want another season of Sopranos. Like show me that. And it'll be there for you. Anything you want and it'll be there for you.
I was watching a show yesterday on Netflix and it's about the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC's manager. And like how like he manoeuvred and fucked them over and shit like that. And they used AI. There was like paragraphs taken from his autobiography and it'd be read out, but it's him reading them out and it's AI. And it's so real. It's so realistic. It's actually mental how real it looks that he's just sitting there head on the camera in like his office and it's just him talking, but it's actually like done by AI. It's not actually him talking. Mm. It's just taking stuff from his book and he's just speaking to the camera and just the body movements and all. And like the only thing is the mouth is off a little bit. But that'll get better.
Yeah.
A video game. They're already using it on fucking shows on Netflix now. Like, so it's just...
What are we all going to do then? What are we all going to do if AI takes all our jobs?
Just go off the grid.
It'll be kind of...
Do you think you're going to survive
off
the grid?
Just go really extreme, like, and just go off the grid and go on an island like Tom Hanks.
How are you going to survive?
A bit of Ray.
How'd you make a fire?
A bit of smoke cod. Rub a smoke cod and a Ray together.
You can just chat GPT. That's mad, man. I think you're a mad bastard.
There you have it.
There you go now.
Another episode for you. Hope you like that.
Are you happy with that, are you?
You like that? Rub your little belly and go, that was a lovely podcast that was.
Do you think people just stop listening after it and then go, do you know what? That was absolutely brilliant.
That was riveting stuff.
I'm really happy with that, actually.
I never knew those things were jobs, and now I do.
I'm bloody delighted that Owen told us about all them old jobs don't exist anymore, because I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know. They'd be like, do you know what was a job? Counting steps.
Ah, sure, look.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, sure, I'll see you again anyway.
We talk to you next week.
Get you out of the gap.
Slán, la, I guess Dullamachanish.
Yeah.